you've got a couple of milestones coming up. You're close to having at least the subroof enclosed at this point.
Yes, they've got the materials they need now, the brackets that they've been waiting for, to go ahead and finish up those valleys and be able to have the subroof down and dried in probably by the end of this week. And another milestone has been to get the building enclosed and some heat on in there and get the ground thawed out.
So that will lead eventually to pouring concrete sometime in the near future for the slab on the base of the structure?
Yes, they're planning to get started next Monday on the heat tubing, and they're pushing to make a couple of slab pours before Christmas, around the 20th. I don't expect to see too much go on over the holiday, but they plan to be wrapping up the slabs around the middle of January.
As far as the connectors for the glulam beams, the issue, as I understand it, was that they needed customized ones, and so they had to have them fabricated here in town.
Yes, and then there was also some additional ones that somehow didn't get ordered, probably when they should have, and then some minor changes were made on some of the roof structure too.
Does that cost the city any more, or is that something that the contractor will be as expected to pay for?
As far as the brackets go, no. There was an architectural change made that did have a small change order on it as far as a certain type of rafter that was used that didn't seem aesthetically pleasing, that had been approved on the shop drawings, and when they moved ahead with it, they decided to go ahead, and the architect decided that he'd really like to push for changing that out, and so it was not a huge change order, but a small one for that.
How much was that roughly?
I believe it was around $5,000, yes.
So essentially things are on budget. You're not seeing too many change orders at this point?
No, I think the contractor has been really good about not asking for little nickel dime change orders. He's just buckled down doing the job for what he's been asked to do, and we feel real good about that end of things.
When will people see the main part of the roof go up on top of the subroof?
It's weather permitting. There's been a good share of the overframing completed already, and then there's that 8-inch foam that goes on over the whole roof, and then there's some additional panels that have the plywood glued onto it, and that's where the shingles will be applied on that. And there's a ventilation ridge inside of that foam.
How's it look to you at this point as the city's project manager?
I think it's looking good. We had, I guess, our greatest fear was that they would get shut down by weather and couldn't work at all, and I don't see that happening. They've persevered, they've pushed through even when the weather was bad, and just work through the problems, and that's the way construction is.